Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgoberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. We all set goals and we all want to achieve those goals. And one of the things we could do to help achieve those goals is focusing on the right metrics. And by focusing on the right metrics, by continuing to put in the work towards achieving those goals, we can achieve breakthrough performance. And today's guest is going to help us achieve that level of performance, but also maximize our potential towards achieving that high level performance and accomplishing the goals that we set for ourselves. So who exactly is today's guest? Well, she is an executive coach and speaker who has advised top leaders at companies including TripAdvisor, Havas, and Sanofi Genzyme. She served as an executive coach for Harvard Business School Executive Education and has guest lectured at MIT. Today's guest for episode 209 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Anne Sugar. Anne, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so, Mark, for having me, and congratulations on episode 209.
And I'm really looking forward to the show, and thank you for being episode 209. I'm really looking forward to all the value we're going to share with the listeners today. I'd like to get some background on you first. Sure. So can you share with us why you became an executive coach and what the beginning stages of that journey were like?
Sure. So to take a step back a little bit further, one thing that I'd like to say to people that I work with from a coaching perspective or who I speak about is that we all have many different careers across our lifetime. I think the research states that we have approximately 5 different careers over our lifetime. And I started off in advertising. I worked in advertising agencies back in the 1980s. I worked on the launch of the Apple computer. I worked on American Express, FedEx, Delta, so big clients. And I grew to work at in media departments, and I was managing 75 individuals and in a large media department. And over time, and I worked in advertising for about 18 years, the thing, you know, for me, the thing that made me the most happy, that made me the happiest, were the people and seeing people grow. And I love to mentor people. Now, coaching and mentoring are completely different skill sets. But over time, I decided to become an executive coach. And I, after being a senior leader in advertising for about 20 years, and I took the leap and jumped and went back to school and am certified as an executive coach now for a little over a decade now. So that's sort of my background story of how I got there, because I leveraged the things that I was good at, which was managing and leading people.
And one of the things you help them do is to achieve their goals, something we tapped on earlier.
Yes.
Towards the beginning of the show and this episode. And one of the things that, and this is especially true for high achievers, even people with the high achiever mindset, where like they set a lot of goals for themselves. It's just very natural. Like you set a goal for yourself, you pursue a lot of different things. You want to dip your hand in a bunch of different things, shiny objects. So you set a lot of different goals for yourself, but sometimes we can feel overwhelmed by the workload, by the amount of goals we have. So how can we identify the goals that matter, the goals that we should be pursuing?
So the way I like to think about it is how can you really simplify? And Mark, one thing that I really like that you brought up is, how can you make it measurable? So when I coach leaders, senior leaders, it could be VPs, it could be a startup, a partner in a company, it's really honing in on first, what is going to get you the most, what will provide you with the most impact? What change, and how, what does that change look like from a metric perspective? How do you know that it worked? How do you know that you're going to be succeeding? And what's the impact on that? And I think sometimes people, so it's that train of thinking. And I think too, also what people forget is, what are the resources that I'm going to need, that I'm going to need to achieve that, right? Is it more learning? Is it practice? Is it whatever that is? I need my manager or to support me on it, or I need my board to support me, or my partner in my business to support me on it. So it's also really thinking through, what are those resources that I need to support and help me?
And it's great to think about those resources and to have a approach to identifying the goals that we should be pursuing. But let's say that we have a goal in mind, we're pursuing the right goal, mm-hmm. The one that's going to help us move along the fastest. But there are a lot of distractions that come up, something I mentioned earlier with the shiny object syndrome and things like yes. that. So how do we maximize breakthrough performance for the goals that like we hit it on the head, they matter, we're actually pursuing them. How do we maximize the performance on those goals without getting distracted?
So here's an example and a story that I want to share that might help people, right? Because in the day, and you're absolutely right, Mark, there's all these kinds of shiny objects and things that we need to think about doing, right? So sometimes a shiny object can be just as simple as, I'm obsessed with my email, right? I have to have everything cleared out of my email. A shiny object can show up in many different ways, right? And the one thing that I like to say is, how in your calendar can you carve out, this is very simple and tactical, but how do you carve out that specific time to work on it? So a lot of people that I coach say, I want to be more strategic. I want to be more creative, but I don't have the time during my day to do that. And one thing I'd like to say is, it's small increments of time. So once a week, carving out 30 minutes for yourself and putting that in your calendar, or 15 minutes a couple days a week, that just get you to start thinking and getting in that habit. And those 30 minutes or those 15 minutes really add up over time and create a exponentially more opportunity for you to work on your goal and kind of push out the shiny object, because it's not something that you need to take hours on each week. It's how can you simply do it and get the most impact in the shortest amount of time. And that's one way.
And that's that question we should continue to ponder, like getting that most impact in mm-hmm. the shortest amount of time, where you combine effectiveness and efficiency.
Right.
It's something that we know is important, but the more you ask yourself, like, how can I make this more effective? How can I make this more efficient? You actually mm-hmm. come up with the systems, you come up with the work ethic that allows you to achieve both of those together. But so far we've been focusing on the high achiever. We've been focusing on the person who's setting goals, putting in the work, making things happen, but just needs a little bit more direction. There are some people who they just feel stuck with where they are right now with their goals and their mm-hmm. progress. So how do you recommend people get unstuck?
So there's many tricks, and there's many great books out there that you can read in terms of motivating yourself or how do you get unstuck. But two simple ways, and I'm all about the practicality, two simple practical ways are, first, for some people, it's about accountability. So find somebody that you can partner with, right? That that can help you keep accountable. Let's say, for example, this happens a lot with writers, right? I need to be writing 300 words a day. Well, if I have an accountability partner, we know that we're both going to be writing 300 words a day, right? And that's just one example. But two, also, I think when people feel stuck, what is breaking down a goal into the most simple, easy steps? I mean, it might be as simple as my goal today is I am going to go on Amazon and buy X book to read to help me learn. It might be as simple as I'm going to, you know, a lot of people, this is an interesting goal that people get stuck on, Mark, and that's networking. I know that I need to network internally within my company or externally, but I just don't want to do it and I get really stuck. So one simple step might be going onto LinkedIn twice a week and just reaching out to two people and emailing them. Just something simple. And that gets you moving in the right direction. Because, Mark, what we're talking about, what you and I are talking about, a lot of this is the small wins. Small wins add up to a lot more opportunity or impact over time.
And I really like that idea of the small wins adding up. And sometimes it's just taking that small action step. Like one of the best ways to get out of a slump is to just start, as Anne said, it's just something as simple as buying a book on Amazon that helps you on the subject. Taking a very small action step can really help you get towards the goals that you set for yourself. But for people who feel a little stuck, and also for high achievers in general, not everyone is accomplishing their goals. And some people who even have a big winning streak, they may find themselves stuck on a particular goal that they just feel like is so distant, because the more time you put into it and it doesn't really see any progress, the more distant the goal can feel. So I'm wondering if you could share with us what you believe holds most people back from accomplishing their goals, and how can we feel less distant from the goals we set for ourselves?
So I think one thing that holds us back is we look at, you know, Joe sitting over there in the next cube, and he is, you know, he's really, he's doing really well and he's being really successful in his goal, right? Or you look at, I don't know, an author out there or a sports figure, and you see them being so successful. I'm just making these examples up, but the part that we don't see is a couple of things. And I have seen this with many successful people that I coach in terms of high potential folks, is two things. First, these are not sexy things, Mark. It's about hard work, right? And it's grinding it out, and it's not easy and it's not fun, but it's that continuous approach to hard work. And I'm not saying that we don't balance, that we all don't need balance, but it's that singular focus on hard work. And two, a lot of the other leaders that I have worked with, when I think about what makes them successful or they get over the hump of that goal, is they allow serendipity, first of all, and that maybe the goal that they're working on isn't really the goal that they need to be focused on, and they allow these interesting things or meeting these interesting people to come in. And number two, this is hard. But it's how do you forget about the failures, right? And you push out the fact that maybe I didn't present well that day, or maybe, and you know, I want to be presenting a lot more, and I want to be much more articulate. Well, everybody's going to have bumps, right? And you just have to sometimes forget about. It's important to have consistency, but sometimes you just have to really forget about it. So it's about hard work. It's about allowing the interesting things to come in, and it's forgetting about your misses or things that didn't work out as well. as you want. And then lastly, I think what underpins all of this is you cannot compare yourself to other people, right? And what they're doing. You just have to focus on your successes.
And you shared a lot of great insights there, and like things like hard work and not comparing yourself to others. Those are very important. Those are things that we hear a bunch, but being okay with the misses, I don't feel like that's something that either we don't hear about as much or we are horrible at being okay with it because we are not perfect.
Yes. So
even if you're not a perfectionist, like there are a lot of people who understand, okay, I'm not going to be perfect, but then you still look at your misses and that affects the way you view the goal you're going after and the future
yes.
goals. So I really like that idea of not thinking too much about the misses, being willing to, like, yes, learn from them, but look over them and not, like, feel bogged down by them.
Absolutely, Mark. And I asked a CEO one time, I said to him, well, how do you just forget about the misses, right, or the issues? And he said to me, which was interesting, and it's easy and it might be a little trite, but every day is a new day. So just forget it. You know, that's one way to create a mindset change for yourself. Every day is a new day. It's, you know, if you think about it too, if you're in sales and you have that, you're cold calling and you have those folks that hang up on you or whatever that is, it's every day is a fresh new day. And there might be something really interesting around the corner. Sounds Pollyanna, but it's true.
And it does sound like one of those things where, like, you don't really see the value in it until you do it, until you
yes.
live by that mindset. So like every day is a new day. We should definitely be thinking that way. And especially when you think about the challenges. I mean, I'm going to ask you for a challenge and a lesson you learned, but... basically every day is a new day. So these challenges, they just help you with learning and, not making the same mistakes in the future and also learning how you can move forward. So with that in mind, now I'm wondering if you could share with us that big challenge and lesson you learned.
Oh my gosh, Mark, where do I start? Right. I mean, I think that, here's a couple. Right off the top of my head, a challenge that I have sometimes is when I'm coaching somebody and I didn't ask the right question. And when I finished with that person, I wish I had asked that right question, right? So that's fine. I can email them and ask them that question or whatever that is, right? I think... another challenge was a change in mindset for me. And that is, I thought I was going to be in advertising, for my entire career. I was going to become a CEO of an advertising agency. But I learned that we all have these different passions and things change over time, right? So, that's one. And I think another challenge is how do I create the balance of writing about leadership ideas and balancing that with clients and work as well?
And like that whole idea of balance is definitely a big challenge. And it's not just work-life balance, which I think needs to be redefined because you don't want to separate your work from your life because those are definitely intertwined and your work makes you who you are. But that balance of serving clients versus growing your business and like there are just certain parts of our lives that we need to learn how to balance out. You could take an approach where you one day do one thing, on another day do another thing, like kind of theme your days around the tasks. But it ultimately is based on you getting clear on what needs to be balanced and just scheduling them on your calendar.
Right. And you're right. Some people call it maker days and work days, is how they phrase it. And that's a really big, strong strategy that's going out there for right now. But for me, that doesn't work. So in the way that I like to work. So I think that too, you know, all these challenges, people, there's these kind of quote unquote ways to work around, but you have to figure out what works for you, most importantly. And just because the pundits and the experts say that you should do it this way, maybe it does, you know, try and then try what works for, and then figure out what works for you. It's just at least trying something.
Yeah, and it is based on your opinion. I mean, experts, like, they give you like a guidance of where to go, but in the end, it is your choice. And some people have different thoughts on where to go. Like Gary Vaynerchuk will post multiple pieces of content every day, repurpose them, spread them around. While Tim Ferriss, like, you don't know when he's coming out with the next piece. Like, sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's 2 months, sometimes it's even more than that. So in some cases, you could hear experts saying one thing, then you hear someone else say something that completely runs contradictory, and yet they both work, but it entirely depends on the person.
Absolutely. Completely agree with you.
And, like, going on this theme that, like, obviously, like, some experts have different opinions than others, one of the things that seems to be universally understood is that you have to implement and you also have to learn. And there are different ways to implement and learn. But one of my favorite ways that I recommend is to read as many books as you can get your hands on. Audio books and books and podcasts, so many different ways to learn. So with that in mind, Anne, I'm wondering if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Well, so first of all, I want to say, you've hit on one of the most, you know, aspects that I am most passionate about. And that is, I think that reading, and that equates to learning, is one of the most important ways to have breakthrough success. That I think there are a lot of people out there, Mark, that aren't reading as much anymore. And, you know, there's other ways to get around it, right? Is, you know, audible.com, listening to a book in your car, podcasts, whatever that is. So I really see reading as a key differentiator. So a couple of books that I would highly recommend are, first, I believe that is one of the most outstanding books out there, is Stand Out by Dory Clark. And that's really, there's so much noise out there. Well, how do you really differentiate who you are? And I also think that The Power of Moments by the Heath Brothers is another good one, because it's creating these moments that people remember. Because I think it's Maya Angelou talked about, people remember how you feel, not what you said, right? A third one I think that is great for everybody to read is Harvard Business Review, or at least articles on harvardbusinessreview.com, because that's what the senior leaders are reading. So if you want to be talking in the same sort of speak or hearing what people are having issues on, I think it's that. So, and then one other book, so you can tell I like reading. One other book that I'm reading right now, I'm not finished with it almost, is Smart Cuts by Shane Snow. And I really like that one in terms of how do you really become efficient and almost kind of hack the system? You know, do we really need 10,000 hours to be considered an expert? Those sorts of things.
And thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. Those will all be in the show notes, markaberti.com/E209. And for anyone who wants a book that can help them create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue, you can grab your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets over at markaberti.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Anne, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
I think the question that everybody should be asking, and it has to do with growth for anybody in a company, is what I'm working on, or, you know, I want to get a promotion. Why is it good for the company? Why is it good or why is it important that I'm working on this, and why is it good for the company's success, revenue, whatever you deem that metric to be?
And thank you for sharing with us that great question and all of your insights throughout our time together. Breakthrough Success listeners, if you guys want to learn more about Anne, head over to annsugar.com. That will be in the show notes. But once again, Anne, I can't thank you enough for sharing all of your great insights with us today. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate speaking with you today. It's been great.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn